The lockdown has been extended, and we have 3 more weeks of being at home. During the first period, people found all sorts of things to do. Cupboards were tidied out, paperwork was sorted through, gardens were weeded and tidied within an inch of their lives. So what shall we find to do now? Shall we order and write out our Christmas cards to get that job out of the way? Or is it now the opportunity to accept this space as a gift? Not to downplay what is going on and people's fears, how hard it is for some, how full of grief for others, but to accept that in this situation, we have much more time and space than we are used to. And God can make this a holy time and space for us all. I read the daily post from the Iona community, and recently it quoted part of a poem by Pat Bennett in the book Fire and Bread, Resources for Easter Day to Trinity Sunday, a compilation by Ruth Burgess, published by the Wild Goose Resource Group. Here is the poem in full. It's called Easter Offering. Lord, as I contemplate your cross, I am drawn not into intellectual understanding, but into the passionate reality of your love. So I offer you my wounds, not for resolution and healing, but to be held with yours in your body. Lord, as I am confined in the tomb, I am drawn not into intellectual understanding, but into the relentless patience of your waiting. So I offer you my fallow time, not for resolution and release, but to be held with yours until your moment. Lord, as I encounter you in the garden, I am drawn not into intellectual understanding, but into the vibrant possibilities of your resurrection. Take my wounds and my waiting, and in your rising, liberate their potential, that what is mortal may be transformed by life. I was struck by the second verse. In the place of waiting for the tomb, the resurrection to take place, the phrase fallow time that the poet offers to God. This time is not ended, but simply held. I remember being on a retreat some years ago that happened as part of a sabbatical time. I was on an 8-day retreat at a small Franciscan house. Each day, I would meet with one of the sisters to talk over what I felt God was saying to me. And she would make some suggestions for how I might spend the rest of the day in silence. During that week, I produced a number of pictures as I mulled over scriptures in that silent space. But after some days, I woke up and was impatient to go home. I felt I had learned what I was going to learn, had drawn some lovely pictures, and I didn't need to stick with it any longer. As I showered, I sang to myself the words of the song, Welcome Home. You've been gone too long. Welcome home, you're home once more. Luckily, I remembered reading somewhere that reluctance to be silent can be a sign that God is about to do something. If the door seems stuck, we need to sit at the door and wait for it to be open. And so I left my pencils and paper and sat in the easy chair and said to God, I'm here and waiting. I don't remember how long I sat there, but in that sacred space, I was given a picture of myself as a baby held in God's hands. In that picture, I was too small to be able to do anything other than simply receive God's love. It was such a precious picture, and I can bring it to mind now, and it's just as clear as it was then. God was showing me that it was not about ticking something off and rushing off to the next thing, but learning to be God's child, to receive everything I needed from God, rather than trying to do it myself. Too often I try to earn my place, or I tell myself I am not earning my place with God, simply with others. But I expect it amounts to the same thing. God was trying, and he still tries, to reassure me that he has done all that is necessary, and I simply need to open my hands and my heart and receive. In this fallow time of waiting for the virus to abate, can we take time to be quiet? For a shorter time each day, or for a longer time, a couple of times a week, whatever is the best rhythm for us, and just be in God's presence. There are materials on the Bradford North website if you'd like some guidance to help you in a time of quiet. Or perhaps you can simply repeat the words of the chant. Here am I, Lord. I've come to do your will. Here am I, Lord. In your presence I am still. If you're able to get onto YouTube, you can find it there, the version by Keith Duke, Jeffrey Nobes and Margaret Rizza. Can this fallow time be a time of growth, where you open yourself up to God and see the riches that God has in store for you? Can it be a time not when nothing happens, but when God speaks into the core of you, assures you of his love? When the time comes again to pick up the daily round, you will pick that up strengthened and transformed and full of purpose. God bless.